Unit 7, page 88. Exam focus. Paper 4, listening. Extracts, part 1.
You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a woman talking about museums in New Zealand. Why did she like looking at the textbooks? A. Because there was someone to explain about them. B. Because they had a personal appeal. C. Because she learned about education in the past.
One thing we noticed in New Zealand was that every little town seemed to have its own museum, usually just one room, but it was nice to go in there, and there was usually someone who could explain the things. I remember in one, there was a set of old school textbooks and exercise books from the early 20th century. Obviously, someone couldn't bear to throw them away, and it really made an impression on me. It was really moving to see them and to wonder about who might have used them all those years ago. I suppose, being a teacher, that struck me particularly. One thing we noticed in New Zealand was that every little town seemed to have its own museum, usually just one room, but it was nice to go in there, and there was usually someone who could explain the things. I remember in one, there was a set of old school textbooks and exercise books from the early 20th century. Obviously, someone couldn't bear to throw them away, and it really made an impression on me. It was really moving to see them and to wonder about who might have used them all those years ago. I suppose, being a teacher, that struck me particularly.
2. You hear the presenter of a radio program. What sort of program is it? A. A science program. B. A history program. C. A discussion program.
Over in the United States, builders in Miami recently pulled down a building to allow the construction of a new 40-story skyscraper. As the workers were preparing the site, they noticed something strange in the ground. They stopped and had a closer look. They'd uncovered a perfectly preserved circle of large holes, almost 13 metres across. They called in the experts, who were able to date it as 2,000 years old, but no one knew who'd had the technology to build such a structure. It was the beginning of a long and controversial argument. Over in the United States, builders in Miami recently pulled down a building to allow the construction of a new 40-story skyscraper. As the workers were preparing the site, they noticed something strange in the ground. They stopped and had a closer look. They'd uncovered a perfectly preserved circle of large holes, almost 13 metres across. They called in the experts, who were able to date it as 2,000 years old, but no one knew who'd had the technology to build such a structure. It was the beginning of a long and controversial argument.
3. In an art gallery, you overhear this conversation. What does the man want to do? A. Come back the next day. B. Have a guided tour. C. Go to another part of the gallery.
I'd no idea they had so much here. It's quite overwhelming, actually.
Yes, I just wish we had more time to do it justice.
We've only seen the stuff on the ground floor, the older artefacts, and there's a special exhibition of 20th century art on the top floor. I'm quite keen to see that. They had someone doing a 2-hour guided tour.
What, of the whole gallery?
Well, just the main exhibits, but we're too late for it. This place really needs more than one day. I wish we'd come earlier in the holiday. The guidebook doesn't give any idea of what it's really like.
Well, let's go up and see that exhibition.
I'd no idea they had so much here. It's quite overwhelming, actually.
Yes, I just wish we had more time to do it justice.
We've only seen the stuff on the ground floor, the older artefacts, and there's a special exhibition of 20th century art on the top floor. I'm quite keen to see that. They had someone doing a 2-hour guided tour.
What, of the whole gallery?
Well, just the main exhibits, but we're too late for it. This place really needs more than one day. I wish we'd come earlier in the holiday. The guidebook doesn't give any idea of what it's really like.
Well, let's go up and see that exhibition.
4. You hear a woman talking on the radio about her career ambitions. What does she want to be? A. A writer. B. An archaeologist. C. An artist.
Well, I did a degree in archaeology and I did it because I wanted to, not because it would lead to any particular career. I mean, the obvious thing would be to get a job in a museum or something, but actually, I really wanted to see the actual places, to find out what different places look like and how people live there, and what their history was. There are so many places where the art and culture and whole way of living is completely different. I want to tell people about it, to make a living through books and articles about them. I've already had a bit of stuff published. It's not going to make me rich, but that doesn't matter. I'm really excited about it, actually. Well, I did a degree in archaeology and I did it because I wanted to, not because it would lead to any particular career. I mean, the obvious thing would be to get a job in a museum or something, but actually, I really wanted to see the actual places, to find out what different places look like and how people live there, and what their history was. There are so many places where the art and culture and whole way of living is completely different. I want to tell people about it, to make a living through books and articles about them. I've already had a bit of stuff published. It's not going to make me rich, but that doesn't matter. I'm really excited about it, actually.
5. You overhear two people talking about a football match. How does the woman feel? A. Uninterested. B. Disappointed. C. Angry.
They started off really well. When they scored that first goal, I thought they really might have a chance.
Yes. It started to go wrong when Mills got sent off, didn't it? At least, that's what the commentator said. But I thought they deserved to win. At least from the way they were playing in the first half. I didn't see the second half, though. Some friends came round, so I switched it off.
I saw the whole thing and they really went to pieces in the second half. And that's what's happened in every match recently. So I wasn't surprised they lost, in fact. They started off really well. When they scored that first goal, I thought they really might have a chance.
Yes. It started to go wrong when Mills got sent off, didn't it? At least, that's what the commentator said. But I thought they deserved to win. At least from the way they were playing in the first half. I didn't see the second half, though. Some friends came round, so I switched it off.
I saw the whole thing and they really went to pieces in the second half. And that's what's happened in every match recently. So I wasn't surprised they lost, in fact.
6. You overhear a man talking to a friend about his new job. What good thing about the job does he mention? A. The pay. B. The travelling. C. The amount of work.
Simon, how are you? Haven't seen you for ages. Are you still working at the bank?
No, I'm working for myself now.
What? As a consultant?
That's right. I'm really enjoying it, even though it involves being away from home rather a lot because of the travelling. But I was expecting that. And I'd expected to take a cut in salary at first, but it hasn't worked out that way at all.
So do you find you're working harder?
No. In fact, I'd say I'm doing shorter hours, which is great. And it's good to be my own boss. I wish I'd made the decision sooner.
Simon, how are you? Haven't seen you for ages. Are you still working at the bank?
No, I'm working for myself now.
What? As a consultant?
That's right. I'm really enjoying it, even though it involves being away from home rather a lot because of the travelling. But I was expecting that. And I'd expected to take a cut in salary at first, but it hasn't worked out that way at all.
So do you find you're working harder?
No. In fact, I'd say I'm doing shorter hours, which is great. And it's good to be my own boss. I wish I'd made the decision sooner.
7. You hear the weather forecast on the radio. What will the weather be like tonight? A. Cold. B. Windy. C. Cloudy.
It's a sunny day over most of the country, with just a bit of cloud in some areas, but that should clear by late afternoon. And the settled weather is going to continue through the night, with clear skies and a touch of ground frost. The outlook isn't so good, I'm afraid, as we are going to get quite strong winds coming down from the north later tomorrow. So it looks as if we could be looking at some quite wintry weather for the next few days. It's a sunny day over most of the country, with just a bit of cloud in some areas, but that should clear by late afternoon. And the settled weather is going to continue through the night, with clear skies and a touch of ground frost. The outlook isn't so good, I'm afraid, as we are going to get quite strong winds coming down from the north later tomorrow. So it looks as if we could be looking at some quite wintry weather for the next few days.
8. You switch on the radio and hear part of a radio play. Where does the conversation take place? A. In an airport. B. In a bus station. C. In a train station.
I'll see you in a minute. You go on. I want to get a newspaper and something to drink.
Do you have time? It's almost 10 o'clock.
Plenty of time. You always fuss.
Well, remember last year when we went on holiday? You said we had time then and we ended up missing the plane.
It's not even due in for 5 minutes. There's plenty of time. It's platform 6, just across the bridge. The first class carriages will be at the front, but I'll be there before it gets in anyway.
Well, just make sure you are.
I'll see you in a minute. You go on. I want to get a newspaper and something to drink.
Do you have time? It's almost 10 o'clock.
Plenty of time. You always fuss.
Well, remember last year when we went on holiday? You said we had time then and we ended up missing the plane.
It's not even due in for 5 minutes. There's plenty of time. It's platform 6, just across the bridge. The first class carriages will be at the front, but I'll be there before it gets in anyway.
Well, just make sure you are.